That's good. Let's start. Are there any relevant financial relationships? Okay. If any of you have any disclosures, like doing research as folks who funded it, or you need to disclose that as you start your presentation. Okay? You're supposed to sign, you know, when you did that, but you need to say it rather than my going through and doing it for each of you. Just take 3 seconds to say either there are no significant disclosures or I was funded by. And so you know a little history, the reason they chose me to moderate the session is that 5 years I've been a national project on this kind of age And I usually bring a timer that I can put there, and I forgot that. So it's sitting on my desk at home. You know, just a little time so you can see the clock, and I don't have to then say anything. It's just this, looking at it. I'm just going to start at about 2:29. Okay. Do some housekeeping for the section. I might even do it now. Cell phone, you're supposed to not do that tonight. I'm just going to take care of. Oh, I don't like that mic. I'm going to take care of some housekeeping, so that we don't take away from some time with the presenters, so that you guys get the full presenters and an opportunity to ask discussion. My name is Leonard Lampkin. I'm one of the leaders of the alcohol, tobacco, and drug sections. And first of all, I want to thank you for coming to this session. And two, I just wanted to let you know the way to get involved in our section is to get involved, is to come to our section meetings. Tonight we're having in Salon G at 6:30. We're having a reception and an awards banquet, and we would invite you all to come, meet some of the awardees, and get involved in our section. We need people to do review. We put this program together every year in April or May. So we, as section members sit in a meeting in D.C. and go through the abstracts that have been submitted and decide which ones are going to be oral presentations, which ones are going to be posters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We invite you to join us. If you want to do that, there'll be a sign-up sheet at tonight's reception. Please get involved in our section. That's the way to have input as an APHA member. If you just sign up for a section and don't really get involved in the section, you don't have much of a voice in this fairly large association. So I would encourage you to become more active members of a section, and if you're interested in alcohol, tobacco, or other drugs, to make yourself a membership and become more active in our section. I got about 2:28, 2:29. So we'll give people a few more minutes to come slowly in so that nobody can say, hey, why'd you start early? Does anybody have, while we're waiting, anybody have any questions about the section or? Did people get, a lot of the people see this special little booklet we developed? Next year when you come, we do this every year. We have them at our booth, and we have them at our business meetings. So you're welcome to pick one up, because that'll give you all of the alcohol, tobacco, and drug sessions in one simple place to look for it. Okay, why don't we, let's see if I can do this without, let me just, I'm going to have them go down and introduce themselves briefly. Just say your name and where you're from.
Hi, I'm Gwendolyn Ansley. I'm a project officer with the Substance Abuse Mental Health Service Administration in
Rockville, Maryland.
Hi, I'm Denise Byrne. I'm associate professor at the School of Public Health at UC Berkeley.
Hi, I'm Richard Logan. I'm a master's student at the University of Connecticut.
I'm Jim Lang. I'm with San Diego State University.
Hi, I'm Ryan Treffers. I'm a legal policy researcher for the Pilot Institute for Research and Evaluation.
So without any, that's perfect. Ms. Endley's going to do the first presentation, and what we discussed with them is they're going to try to go through their presentations and then save questions for the end. If there's still a little bit of time when they finish, we might allow for a question, because we want to try to get all the presentations in and then have the ability to have a discussion with the audience.
Good afternoon again. My name is Gwendolyn Inslee, and I'm here to talk about what the federal response has been, especially with the Department of Health and Human Services and SAMHSA, the Substance Abuse Mental Health Service Administration's call to in terms of action in around underage drinking. Not working. Okay. There are no significant disclosures. I want to talk about what we as the federal government in terms of the Department of Health and Human Services and the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration and its members, which is called the Interagency Coordinating Committee for Preventing Underage Drinking, has done in order to help states and communities around the nation to implement strategies around preventing underage drinking. We started off in the year of 2005 with a national forum, of which in October and November, we brought in members of the governor's cabinet to talk about and discuss what the states are doing and can do around this pervasive this public health issue around underage drinking. We brought in 46 states and five U.S. territories joined us, and we had individuals from the levels of highway safety, prevention, epidemiology, education, law enforcement, alcohol control, and we brought them in and they sat down and said, what can we do to push a national effort around underage drinking? And we came up with town hall meetings. The purpose of our town hall meetings ended up being that we want to make sure that we had a national effort and was able to bring states and communities together to give them the opportunity to discuss about the pervasive issue of underage drinking in their states and also the communities. In 2006, we started our first national town hall meeting, and it was also culminated with the passing of the STOP Act. The STOP Act was one of the most significant pieces of underage drinking law that was signed by President Bush on December the 20th in 2006. It established a national media campaign, and some of you have probably seen that. These are ads with the Ad Council. It also funded, of which this year we have funded approximately over 70 communities, our drug-free community grantees, with funds to implement strategies within their communities around underage drinking. And it also enacted the law of some of the recommendations from the Institute of Medicine. In 2007, the Surgeon General issued a call to action for underage drinking. It was released in March, and it was released with our membership, which was we call it the ICPUD, you know, government needs acronyms, but it was the Interagency Coordinating Committee for Preventing Underage Drinking. And the Surgeon General, based on research from NIAAA, had six goals that we were trying to meet nationwide and trying to help states and communities to reach. The town hall meeting's objectives were, one, enable communities to sustain and further local underage drinking prevention initiatives. We wanted to engage and empower the communities to coordinate a national effort and then promote behavior change among youth and adults to support the UAD prevention and then also generate media coverage about the issue and the problem. Town hall meeting support. In 2006, we do town hall meetings and support them every 2 years. We just had one this past March, April of this year. But in 2006, we provided stipends to communities, community-based organizations that were recommended to us by the National Prevention Network representative of each state. We had over 1,200 communities that conducted over 1,500 town halls. For these communities, we provided several areas in terms of technical assistance. We developed them packages. We helped them write press releases. We helped them to get involved, helped to recruit members to participate in the town hall meetings. And we developed message boards, of which now currently we still have states in our communities are continuing to talk to each other. Even after this past April and conducting a town hall meeting, they're still talking with each other and coming up with ideas of how they can implement strategies around underage drinking. In the response, this year we had over 1,600 communities to conduct more than 1,800 town halls. And one of the interesting things that happened this year was that we had a lot of involvement around our ethnic groups. We had many Indian, Asian, Native, Chinese, Ethiopian, Hispanic, and even Somalian communities participated in these town halls. We had a 30% increase from 2006, which means that the community thinks that town hall meetings and thinks that this issue around underage drinking is very important to them. And I know some of you have seen some of the news and things that are happening even on our college campuses and also with our returning military personnel who are under 21 who are coming back with a heavy prevalence use of drinking, and we're trying to meet that. And one of the things the town hall meetings have helped us do that, because people are now beginning to discuss the issue, and we have had a lot of communities to come out of the denial phase that this is happening in their environment. The town hall meetings address several of the Surgeon General's goals. On the back table, you will see a little packet, and in this packet, you will have the goals, the Surgeon General's goals for reaching underage drinking prevention. You will also have a copy of other presentations that we have done on underage drinking, and also you will have a copy of this presentation and information on how to contact us. The town hall covered had a widespread community participation. They received vast media. We could not believe the number of TV stations and radio stations that got involved around this issue. We also had when somebody gives me a time like this, it makes me have to go fast. Move. We also had first spouses of each of several of our states. We had the Lieutenant Governor of Hawaii participating. Also, what was really phenomenal was that we had one state of California, had 50 of their 50-plus town hall meetings conducted by youth. And that was a big push. We had a lot of youth involved this year. The CBOs, even though it seemed like everything was perfect, there were some challenges in what we're looking at coming up in 2010, because The agency, my agency that I work for, is still looking at doing this every 2 years. That it was a challenge in getting parents involved. And one of the activities that we created was trying to ensure that parents became an important component in helping in the community and helping their youth stay free from alcohol use before the age of 15, because everybody knows the research that if we can keep a child from taking his first drink before 15, they're less likely to have an alcohol problem. And in one of the researches that we read, that about 90% of alcohol-dependent adults started drinking before they were 15. So we just want to let people know that that our agency, that the Department of Health and Human Services, is very much aware of the issue and the problem, and that we are continuing to look at addressing the issues. I want to thank you very much for listening to me and taking the time to hear what we have to say. And I am here, and there's information in the packet of how you can contact me if you need any additional information and resources. Thank you very much.